Finding a Balance Between Getting Around Independently and Staying Safe by Paul Southers. As somebody who has always prided themselves on being staunchly independent, the current lockdown has proven to be a stern test of my resolve. I have not left the house alone for over 6 weeks now, and I am grateful to be able to rely on my wife and daughter to do all of the shopping. At least I am fortunate to have help readily to hand. At the time of writing this article, the government has just announced a framework for all retail outlets to open on the 15th of June 2020, as long as they can put in adequate safety measures into place. This has coincided with a growing unrest on my part, feeling it is time to find a way of winning back my independence. I actually visited a shop for the first time yesterday. I was accompanied by my wife, but even so, the challenges that the post-coronavirus world are going to place on the partially sighted community were starkly evident. Visiting Brook Street Post Office, a queue all standing 2 metres apart stretched around the corner. It was not easy to figure out where the queue ended, but once standing in it, the slow progress forward was manageable. Once inside the office, I was manhandled by my wife to stand on the footprint stickers applied to the floor for this purpose, and to not be in the way of other people leaving the premises. Next door in the Millennium shop, the narrow aisles were very challenging, but the one-way system helped. I drew the line at one stop and escaped to the relative safety of the town hall side to wait for my wife. Even standing well clear of a busy shop was found to be fraught with difficulties, however. People were crossing the street to chat or pulling up and getting out of vehicles, so I found myself shrinking back further into the corner to keep a safe distance. Has this experience deterred me? Absolutely not. But below are some of my personal essentials for venturing out. I always use my long cane. This, when held at arm's length, is a good guide for keeping people 2 metres away. Always wear gloves when having to touch items such as pedestrian crossing buttons, door handles, or items on shelves. I have some light cotton gloves, and you can buy boxes of disposable gloves very cheaply from shops such as the Millennium Store. I always wear a scarf or bandana which can be quickly pulled over my nose and mouth as a face mask. And I never assume sighted people will do the right thing and give way, because in reality many people will not. In my experience, confidence is one of the greatest barriers to independence, so I encourage people to start thinking about getting out and about safely. It is better to keep it simple at first, and then gradually build on that. If you come up with any top tips of your own, please send them to Paul Southers at paulsouthers@tiscali.co.uk or call 07890 372 333. Stay safe and well.